We're at Ag Day, and joining us today, Don Schieber, of course, with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Vice Chair of U.S. Wheat Associates. Don, you and some other Oklahoma producers had a chance to have some dialogue with the Monsanto people here at the Capitol, talking about their involvement in the wheat industry and the possibility down the road of some genetically modified wheat. Tell me about the meeting, you know, what kind of the general conversation was about.
Well, there's a lot of discussion going on with Monsanto and the universities in the Plains area. They're still in the feeling out stage. Right now, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. There's a lot of questions that nobody knows the answer to. And they were searching for answers from us for different topics and different things that they can take back to Monsanto's main office people. And I felt a lot better now about what happened today. We're a long ways off from biotech wheat or anything like that. There's so many questions to be answered and so much work to be done. We don't know even what class of wheat they're going to be targeting, whether it's going to be hard red winter or whether it's going to be spring wheat up north with disease resistance and things like that. But if it is that, most of that wheat will go through the Pacific Northwest, and a lot of that goes to Asia. That's where our biggest problem is with the biotech traits. So we've got a lot of searching to do to see what we can figure out. I don't know whether we'll be asked to help them with any of that, or whether they'll do that on their own, or whether they'll work with the universities or what. We talked a little bit about how would they be able to supply all of the supply needed. I feel pretty confident that the seed producers in Oklahoma will be highly involved. Probably similar situation to what we have with Foundation Registered and Certified Seed. I don't think there's any other way they can ever make it work. So I feel a lot better about the possibilities, and it would just be another trait that would be added, or several traits, and maybe traits from more than one company in the same variety. So we're a long ways away yet, but meetings like this need to happen, and there'll be several more meetings in the future.
I know that, you know, obviously when you start talking about wheat, our producers are used to a much different value set than these corn, soybean, cotton producers that are paying a lot of money for technology fees. It's going to take a lot of education, and they're going to have to prove some things before we're going to be seen, I would think, a lot of these seeds accepted.
Well, that's true. And, you know, in Oklahoma, we do a lot of grazing on wheat pasture. And if a person is going to graze it out, if the price is not very good, he sure doesn't need all these traits unless there's something that's going to grow 3 foot tall in a month to give him a lot of grazing. So, you know, then we've got other problems develop with weeds and other things, the diseases that some of the varieties we use for grazing aren't resistant to. So, and then we plant a lot more volume per acre on the seed than what they do in corn and milo and beans. Maybe not so much different in beans, but still quite a bit. And especially if you're going to graze it, you'll plant a heavier population.
Several years down the road, right?
Oh, at least 10 years, maybe longer. But by then, we'll have a better handle on how much wheat do we need. Right now, we've got a glut of wheat worldwide. We're sitting here with a billion bushels in the U.S. in the bin. Some questions are being raised about where are we going to put this crop. But, you know, we're down 2.3 million acres in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, so that'll help part of that. I'm thinking maybe sometime in 2011, the market will start turning around, but hopefully that's, you know, unless there's a hickey somewhere in the world with somebody's wheat crop, it kind of looks like we're stuck where we're at right now.